Hvala Milan. U tem trenutku smo na valovih Radija Študent. No, upajmo, da smo. So this month we are on Radio Student Airwaves, so to locate ourselves. And somehow it starts again. Please, Milan, continue. večer poslušalcem Radija Študent. Kapelce, ne, kar nismo še povedali, jaz, ne, in zdaj ne bomo verili slovensko, ne, zato ker Slovenca je premal na svetu, ne, oziroma saj tle v gori kapelca, ampak bomo prišli na to srednjeevropsko angleščino in probali identificirati vse prisotne in na način sestaviti smisel, ne? So, at this moment we switch to English, which is at this location a better decision. I have to tell everybody that we are live on this famous radio waves, 40 years, which we are using to do something which is not so much format like conventional radio, and the night times are have been in the past the only way, almost the only way. Sometimes I managed to do it after before midnight even, but that was in some occasions. Gerard Medard, who has been with us for the past 3 days, and maybe today we will actually at some later hour jump at this problem of precarious workers, yeah, and honorariums and this kind of stuff we said is necessary to be said. And tonight we in connection to Radio Helsinki in Graz with Reni and Jogi Hofmiller, Martin Schick, guys I know, but I don't know, and they sent their physical representation and a message also. So what is the message?
The message from Graz is the border of the medium is the border of the freedom.
Die Grenze des Mediums ist der Freiheitsseien.
Or also mea media je meje svobode bivaje.
Yeah, this I understand. You both work at Radio Helsinki.
He does.
Me, I work at Radio Helsinki. I have a literature broadcast there, and yeah, and I do it for 1 year, something like that. And we both have a terror group called RA1Hoch2, and we decided to do this intervention today, and with Tinchita and the guys from Helsinki, and yeah, that's it.
You said before...
No, the group, a terror group and action group, and we call it terror group, and we do some sort of intervention and some mean things and theoretical things. Yes, we want to into some structures and analyze some structures, and this is one of our interventions.
You had quite a concrete problem at the Grenze, at the border, which was the reason why this kind of statement message was sent. Explain in your words.
We had been stopped by police. One of the girls who had been with us had no passport, but she's her driving license. That it's a driving license is no passport, and so this border still exists between Slovenia and Austria, and it's still not possible for people to go to other without getting control. Everywhere is this control. You get in control when you produce media, if you transmitting messages, everything must be controlled, and it's a filter.
It's a filter. And this is the sense of terror that you have. This anti-terrorists 2001 after situation.
It's some sort of ironical labeling, of course, because we don't do feel we don't do bad things in a physical form. In a theoretical and but a practice, of course, we tried to transform, of course, intellectual stuff into practice. And it's a normal way to be, but it's often seen as some sort of maybe terrorism, something which out of want to be out of charge.
Yeah, and I understand. And terrorism, I think it's a good word. It's really something which kind of brings out this mystified feeling of which you can feel actually on person or body level, fear. You think about it, and then probably if you have 5 minutes, stand it. I hope that you will join later on in some of Gashan's, which are not clear yet at this point, but we try to figure out some relation to this 40 years of Rashtudent and speak it bluntly, so to say, speak of truth. Not withhold ourselves, which actually is not such an easy thing to do, but here, dislocated, we have this chance, so... Okay.
Thank you.
Now the other people here, who is here, who is not from our beautiful town. So what language do you speak?
English actually. Dutch and English. Yeah, we're from Belgium, she's from the Netherlands.
Well, you have to explain what are you doing here and some other layers also.
I think she's more entitled to do that because she's the reason why I'm here, so yeah.
We are just searching for adventure. But I met Stefan, I think his name is Stefan, yesterday, because I was just wandering through the city, and I went on this squat place, and he was sitting there.
The rock, huh?
Well, that one. And he told me about this, and so we thought, nah, let's have a look. So we are really just visitors. She already did something with her voice and tried to be a part of your experiment. We're actually from a theater group. We are performing here in Ljubljana, and voila.
Exodus Festival.
At the Exodus Festival, really, yeah.
No, this all, just continue.
Okay, I will tell you something about our performance. Or actually, Vincent is going to it.
So, I'm going to tell you about the performance. We're playing at the Tobacna site here in Ljubljana. Tobacna, yeah, it's right. We're from Crew. We're actually doing a multimedia theater play. We're running a lot of video, omnidirectional video and VR. And so I get the mic myself now. And we have set up a performance in the back here in Ljubljana. We've been performing this from Tuesday, performing also tomorrow. It's a kind of an immersive spectacle for one person at a time, 13 persons or 14 persons a day.
How much time for
us? So it's like 14 minutes and it starts with a walkout. There's a walkout.
14 minutes for 40. One
40.
Yeah. 40 minutes. Uh-huh.
So we, for one person, so we work.
No audience. Okay.
Yeah, it's only.
Sorry, you must talk on the microphone.
Sorry?
You talk on the microphone, listening, must hear you.
Yeah, okay, sorry. So it's a performance, one person at a time, 40 minutes long. They are in the inside of the performance, so you're not looking at something, you're really inside a sort of real reality. But it's also, yeah, another kind of reality we put you in. And with a sort of video goals on your head and with omnidirectional video. So you can turn your head and you can look everywhere where you want. You've got a sort of ball of video around your head. It's quite Vincent is going to continue.
What I have about my head, I don't understand that.
You've got video goggles, like two little screens in front of your eyes, and if you move your head, you can look around in a space. So we filmed a camera who films 360 degrees. So we've got actually a bubble of video, so not one square, but you've got video everywhere. And if you turn your head, you look around in that ball of video.
I understand.
It's like in a game, actually. Work. It was great. It was great. So every person gets this pair of video balls and a tracker on his head, and then he walks around some images he's never seen before. We made a performance. We played with a lot of noise. We played with a lot of different perspectives, and we played with a lot of recordings. And if we mix it all together, mix it with different audio tracks, and that's our performance.
And 14 minutes for me today.
No problem, yeah, it's fully booked the performance, it's also the problem.
From the outside.
Yeah, you can always visit us if you want. Yeah.
And the nice thing with the whole video thing, the omnidirectional video, is that you can meet yourself in life. So you see somebody walking, and you're walking towards him, and you're walking actually behind yourself, and you crash into yourself, and it's really freaky because you're here and seeing yourself in another place.
I seen myself in some drugs, and but that is art.
It's art, it's theater, yeah. And we don't give people anything, only video cover. And an actor, which is she. Yes.
What do you say the actors again? How it's in the role?
Can't hear that part. I mean, I didn't understand what you were.
What is the actor of the beauty factors?
Well, I'm gonna tell a story. I can tell the person's story, and I guide him through this virtual world. Make sure he doesn't fall or stumble or anything like that, but he looks to things he has to see. And I kind of pick his little voice inside his head.
Ah. Wow.
Yeah.
It's freaky.
Freaky, freaky. You have problems. So we move a little bit further. Medard, we already mentioned Stefan. Stefan, you had today very nice performance. Maybe you will repeat it afterwards, but now it's got some words. Stefan Bartov, Circulatia, which is today's host of this event. And his German, I could have met him 20 years ago, yeah. Okay. I don't know actually what to ask. I mean, explain a little bit what you are doing to him.
What I'm doing today, I try to deal with my new short, small version of Ishos, which is assemblage of different household devices, and I try to make them into a noise orchestra or into a nice noise orchestra. I try to find out sounds which can somehow some like little things which just like stupidly sound. And this I try to make some poetic moments. Not poetry, but poetic moments. I try to make them alive in a different way. And this is always just what is the difference between the poetry and the poetic moments? Poetry is written. And it's also, I don't know, it's these poetic moments are just coming and passing, and they can happen without any will. You know, I mean, it's like I have the will to find something, but there is no will to find something special, like I'm this or that. I'm searching and I find in between, and these things I try to keep and to unfold and to form into something new and to handle with, and it's like balls to play with, and then they just drop away again, and things fall asleep, and later I